Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is, why is it that some people won't make a firm decision? Consider this. Your better future depends largely on the quality of the decisions that you make. You cannot always control what happens to you. You can't control circumstances, environment, or other people, but you can decide what to do about what happens to you. The principle of decisions, simply put, is this. Good decisions equals good results. Bad decisions equals bad results. And note this, no decision equals dithering equals a bad decision equals bad results. All of us need to learn to make good, quick, and accurate decisions. Why is it that often people don't or won't do that? Why is it that some people dither, i.e., won't make decisions? These are good questions. Let's answer them. First, let us decide what a decision is. A decision is the mental act of selecting one option from more than one option. Obviously, there has to be more than one option open to you, otherwise there is no decision to be made. Example, if you jump off a high wall, you don't have to decide whether or not to obey the law of gravity. There is only one option. You're going down. So there's no decision to make. However, there are many cases where you must decide, because there are many options available. There are three major categories of decisions for you to make. 1. Yes or no. Should you or should you not? 2. Which one? What kind should you pick? 3. What is the correct order? 1. Yes or no. Should you or should you not? Examples of these decisions are legion. Should I buy one or not? Should we go there or not? Should I get involved or not? Should we do it or not? Should I eat it or not? Should we leave or not? You must make a decision. Why? Because you cannot do both. You cannot both eat it and not eat it. Go and not go. Do it and not do it. You must make a decision. 2. If you decide to say yes, then the next decision is of the type, which one or what kind? For example, if you decide, yes, I will buy a car, then the next decision is, which one, what kind? And if you have a list of more than one thing to do, then you must make priority order decisions of the kind, what is the correct order of importance? And what is the correct sequence of actions, i.e. which comes first and which is second? Decisions. You must make decisions. Why is it that many people avoid making decisions? And what is the remedy to this terrible affliction? Here are the reasons together with the remedies. 3 main reasons for not making decisions. 1. Most people don't know how to make decisions. Nobody has ever taught them about decision matrices and decision trees. 2. Many people are scared that if they do decide, then they might make a wrong decision, so they dither. 3. Some people think that they must gather all the information pertaining to the situation before they can decide. Here are the remedies for each reason. 1. Most people don't know how to make a decision. Nobody has ever taught them about decision matrices and decision trees. Remedy 1. Learn about decision matrix and decision trees. 2. buy a book on decision matrices and learn the methods. They are quick and easy to learn. 3. Attend our time management course where we cover this issue in detail. 4. Go to Amazon.com and buy a copy of The Anatomy of Decisions by P.G. Moore. Then, when the book arrives, read it. 2. Many people are scared that they might make a wrong decision, so they dither. Remedy: recognize that this is a mistake. Why? Because dithering is itself a decision which is equivalent to deciding to do nothing. Example: Carol is trying to decide whether or not to leave Swindon and go to live in London. She cannot make up her mind whether to stay or go. She does not want to say no because she thinks London would be a better place to start her career, but she is afraid that it might go wrong and she might regret the decision later, so she hesitates and dithers for weeks on end, neither deciding to go to London nor stay in Swindon. But can you see that not deciding to go is existentially the same as deciding not to go? Not deciding equals stay in Swindon. Make a firm yes or no decision, because not deciding is the worst decision of all, because indecision burns out the soul circuits. 3. Some people think that they must gather all the information pertaining to the situation before they decide to make a decision. This sounds good, but what's wrong with it? What is wrong with the following statement? I will make a firm decision when I have all the facts to hand. It sounds good, but what's wrong with it? Answer: you can never know all the facts. You have to decide in the face of incomplete knowledge, uncertain knowledge, and errors in knowledge. It's the price you must pay for being a human. Only the gods have godlike knowledge. You have to make a decision in the face of incomplete knowledge. You must make decisions. Learn to decide. Act on the decision. Observe the results of the actions, and then make new decisions about that too. Enjoy. Thank you.